Hi, welcome to New Song Cafe here at worshiptogether.com. Today we're going to hear the song Holy by Matt Redman. We hope you enjoy this New Song Cafe. Matt, it's good to see you again.
Great to see you.
So you're going to share the song Holy with us today.
Yes.
Do you want to kind of share a little bit about where it came from?
Yeah, I wrote this song with a Swedish guy called Jonas Myhren and an American guy called Jason Ingram. Between them, they are like amazing. They have more ideas than probably anyone I've ever met. And this song actually initiated with Jonas. We'd been writing together, the three of us, for a few days. I went home to see my wife and kids for an hour and a half to have dinner. Jason went out to make some phone calls, I think, to his family. We come back and Jonas is sitting in the same place he was when we left. We've been there probably 12 hours by then.
Wow.
And he's just saying, hey, I've got this idea. And he started into the verse, and a lot of the body of the song was there. We did a lot of change of lyrics. We wrote the chorus and threw this bridge idea in. But there was something really beautiful about what I had, and felt quite clear to me early on. It was quite special. I think I can say that because it wasn't my idea. But, you know, and then we got to lead in the song. And just trying to paint a big picture of God, trying to draw people into the glory and grace of who he is. And I think there's a simplicity about the song, particularly the chorus, which I really enjoy leading.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Great.
What heart could hold the weight of your love and know the heights of your great worth? What eyes could look on your glorious face, shining like the sun? You are holy. Your name alone has power to raise us. Your light will shine when all else fades. Our eyes will look on your glorious face, shining like the like you.
So we're kind of into the song, but then we go to like a major chords for the chorus. So it's a real simple chorus, but we felt one way we could keep it developing. So we get into, you are holy, 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 God most high and God most worthy. Keep it building, and then we get to a bridge, which is probably kind of the biggest part in the song. And this just goes,
who shall we say you are? You're the living God. Who shall we say you are? You're the great I am, the highest name of all. You're all you say you are.
So we build it a lot there, and I guess that comes from couple of scriptures. You know, the one point Jesus says to his disciples, who you say I am. It's that kind of idea. It's also in the Old Testament where he tells people his name on the, you know, on the great I am. And that's so I guess there's the song, and we do have one more little verse which we kind of sneak in, build it big, and we bring it back in.
And you will come again in glory to judge the living and the deck. All eyes will look on your glorious face.
As you do a little pause here, even. We don't talk in the pause.
It's important.
Shining like the sun. Who is like you, God?
You could really end the song there, and actually when we were writing it, we did, but when we've been leading it,
yeah, I think
it feels nice to go back into it.
Exactly.
A small chorus, or even a small bridge. We've done that a few times. So who shall we say you are?
Yeah, that, you know, the great thing about this song, I mean, there's a lot of things. It's very, very simplistic, like you're saying. It's immediately you can latch onto it, and it's great for congregations. But just the fact of taking words from Jesus and incorporating them into the like a corporate prayer now, where it's like, and we make this proclamation together, so we're like reaffirming this question that Jesus asks of the church, but then we say, like, you know, who should we say that you are? You are the living God. It's really
brilliant.
Fantastic.
Oh, thanks, mate. I think it's an important question. That strikes me, that who do you say I am, is one of the most important questions for any person on the earth and any worshiper, like, because you're going to, how you see him and how you respond to him, mm-hmm. how you name him, is going to affect your whole life. So that's kind of in the song as well.
But. That's fantastic. Well, just some of the chords really quick.
Yeah.
It's really simple. I mean,
very
you're,
simple, yeah.
You're playing capo 3.
Apart from B flat. So that's just a little kind of wind the keyboard players up thing. It could have been an A, but.
You want to keep them,
make
on,
them work
keep
hard.
Them on their toes.
Yeah.
So the verse is just, you're playing like a C to a G.
Yep.
To a D.
And there's an E minor in there as well.
Yeah.
Very simple.
Very, very
and the
simple.
Chorus is same chords, really, just in a different order. You are holy. The E minor. The C. The G. Oh, not the G. Holy, holy.
There you go.
The D.
Yeah.
Holy. And, but then when we go to the major, it's just the C and the G and the D. So.
Yeah, it's a neat little change there, but the melody.
Yeah, it's a tiny little thing, but somehow, especially with a band, it really lifts it.
That's great. Well, thanks for sharing it with us today.
Pleasure.